Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. We're going to the surface of the moon with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Bob, Blue Ghost, what is that?
Blue Ghost was the lander, that private lander that Firefly, the company, built, launched. Actually, SpaceX launched it, but it sent it to the moon, and it successfully landed on the moon, and it worked for 2 weeks on the moon. It had 10 NASA payloads. NASA had paid to put those payloads on board. Every single of those payloads worked. Well, I've got a report on Behind the Black about one of those payloads that I think is extremely significant for the future of lunar exploration. During the Apollo missions, what the astronauts discovered was that the dust on the moon is not like dust on Earth. It's extremely sharp, abrasive, and it sticks to everything, and you can't get it off. You know, you can dust things off on Earth. This dust sticks. It gets into things. They found it was an extreme problem in spacesuits. It was extremely a problem inside the LEM, keeping this LEM clean. It was impossible. And they recognized that lunar dust is going to be an extreme problem for equipment down the road. So they've been trying to do experiments to see how can you clean this off. Now, remember, you can't just simply take a hose and wash it off on the moon. There's not enough water. Even if they find tons of water, there won't be enough water to have a washing operation. They're going to have to find other ways. And so there was an experiment on Blue Ghost to see if they could repel the abrasive dust from different surfaces using electrostatic processes. And they've discovered that it works. I've got a great before and after image on Behind the Black to show you on both glass and a thermal radiator. This process removed a great deal of the dust. It isn't perfect. It's a first try, but it does give us a clue that there might be ways, a number of ways, to clean things off. As one of my readers pointed out, it does suggest without question that every single operation on the moon is going to require what we on Earth call a mudroom. Your airlock, you're going to probably need two airlocks, one as your mudroom to get rid of to take off all the dusty stuff. And then you go into a second airlock where they can then clean you off with this kind of a technology. So when you enter the habitat, you're not bringing the dust with you. It's a problem they got to solve. That's
Bob,
for sure.
Do I remember correctly that dust is toxic to human beings?
Well, it is in its abrasive nature. It's inert. It won't poison you or anything, but it's extremely abrasive, sharp. Remember, it has no erosion products. Things go on the moons to soften its shape. These are not little spheres. These are sharp, jagged like glass, tiny though. So yes, if you get it in your system, it could do you harm. So once again, yes, it's important that we get rid of it or have a way to clean it off.
Airbus is getting into the game. Good for them. Welcome. What are they building?
This has to do with ExoMars, the very, very long-delayed European mission to put a rover on the moon, the Rosalind Franklin rover. It was supposed to first be launched in 18. They couldn't meet that date, so they went for 20. They couldn't meet that date, so they went to 22. Then the Russians invaded the Ukraine, and they had made a partnership with Russia to provide the launch vehicle and the lander for the rover. Well, now Russia was out of the game. And so they've now delayed this mission to 28, and they have now awarded Airbus a contract to build the lander. It's just under $200 million contract to build that lander. We shall see. Airbus has never done something like this before, but they can always the lander designs from Curiosity and Perseverance and use those. Either way, we now have Europe is now looking for a 28 launch of its Franklin rover to Mars, John.
I wonder if they're getting standalone, Bob, influenced by the geopolitical disputes that are going on.
And this is part of, you know, we originally were part of this project. Obama pushed us out. We dropped out. And so they have now been trying to do this on their own because they don't have Russia anymore. And that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. They definitely need to do it themselves.
Right. Standalone is good. Okay. So now, capitalism in space has the downside. What is it?
Yes, this is a case of a rocket engine startup called RocketStar, founded in 2014 by a guy who claimed he was going to renovate the entire space industry. Well, instead, it appears he was using it as a way, at least according to a lawsuit, he was using it as a way to feather his own pocket. And so the company's bankrupt. All the money invested seemed to have gone into his pocket. At least that's what the lawsuit says. And there's buyer beware is the rule, John. If you're going to go to invest in business, you better know what's going on.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. He knows what's going on.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never-tested-on-animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.